Support for NPR Business News comes from Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation with a mandate from Andrew Carnegie to promote the advancement and diffusion of knowledge and understanding.
OPEC oil ministers are meeting in Beirut today to discuss a Saudi proposal to raise production levels by 2.5 million barrels per day. The price of crude oil reached near record levels this week, and there's concern about the impact these prices are having on the global economy. There are several reasons for the recent jump in the cost of crude oil, including the violence in Iraq and last weekend's attack in the Saudi oil city of Khobar. There's also soaring demand, particularly from China. 20 years of nearly double-digit economic growth have turned China into a major oil importer. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on the Chinese appetite for raw materials that's having a ripple effect around the world.
Sometimes when you live in China, you just have to stop and stand and marvel. Surely no country ever anywhere has gone through such rapid growth in so short a period of time. Consider these statistics. According to government figures, last year China absorbed roughly half the world's cement production. It consumed one-third of the world's steel, a fifth of its aluminum, and nearly a quarter of its copper. It also overtook Japan as the second-largest consumer of oil in the world after the United States. And this is just the beginning. Factories and power plants across China are sucking in the world's energy resources to fuel the country's growth.
Well, if you want to see this phenomenon close up, there's no better place than here at the port city of Qingdao on China's east coast. They've just spent $800 million on a new container terminal behind me here. And in front of me, rolling off a massive conveyor belt, are tons and tons of Australian iron ore to feed the steel plants, which in turn feed the construction boom and the whole economic monster that is modern China.
Officials in Qingdao say it's currently the 10th biggest port in the world. Apart from iron ore, it brings in growing amounts of oil and other commodities. In charge of unloading the ore on the dock is Sun Bo. He wears a hard hat and the earnest look of a man leading an economic revolution. Last year, imports of iron ore increased by 30%, he says, and they'll likely continue increasing. Qingdao this year hopes to overtake Rotterdam as the world's largest importer of iron ore, he adds. And at the current rate of growth, it probably will. The Chinese appetite for commodities, and crucially for oil, is having a huge impact on world markets. Prices of many commodities have gone through the roof in the last year, as the price of oil has surpassed $40 a barrel. Daniel Yergin of Cambridge Energy Research Associates in Washington has just written a report on the Chinese energy situation.
China has gone from being a minor player in world commodity markets, if a player at all, to being the decisive dynamic factor today. It's most obvious to people around the world in terms of oil. 40% of the entire growth in oil demand since the year 2000 has been China.
It's not the only factor, says Yergin, but China's increased consumption at a time when less oil is coming on the world market anyway undoubtedly contributes to higher gasoline prices at American pumps. 35-year-old Xie Lan revs up her off-road Jeep in preparation for another weekend trip to the mountains outside Beijing. She's part of another trend just starting to drive the surge in China's oil imports, the massive growth in private car ownership. A petite woman dressed casually for an evening drink with her friends, Xie is a member of the Beijing Off-Road Jeep Club. She's part of the new urban middle class. She works as an executive in China's booming advertising industry and has bought her own apartment. A lot of her friends drive Jeeps and SUVs. I have a sedan car too, she says, which I use to drive to work because my Jeep guzzles a lot more gas. But I prefer my Jeep, she adds, because I can see over all the other cars. At present, the rise in Chinese oil imports is mainly fueled by industrial needs. But new car sales in China rose by 45% in the first quarter of this year. And as the Chinese abandon their bicycles for automobiles, this will only add to the need for more gasoline. Just 10 years ago, China was self-sufficient in oil. Now, imports account for more than a third of Chinese oil consumption. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says China does not want to rely on foreign oil companies. And satisfying the thirst for oil has been forcing Chinese oil companies to go exploring overseas.
China's strategy is one that it has to acquire oil fields or natural gas fields of its own. And China is exactly acquiring entire oil fields or a part of the oil fields, especially outside the Middle East, in order to guarantee its adequate supply of oil.
The increase in oil demand has also moved the quest for energy resources from the periphery to the center of Chinese foreign policy. Senior Chinese leaders have recently helped to secure major oil and gas deals on trips to Russia, Central Asia, and Africa. But now there are fears that the Chinese economy may be overheating. In recent weeks, senior Chinese politicians have sought to cool down the country's scorching growth rate. The big mineral companies are concerned that could drive down the price of their raw materials. But in a sure sign that the once self-sufficient Chinese economy is well and truly integrated into the world, car drivers in the West may find that what happens in China will be another major factor that determines the price of their gas. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.